More sorting out who's what in Congress. House Republicans today have picked Ohio Congressman John Boehner to be their leader. Representative Roy Blunt will maintain his position as the party's House Whip. Yesterday, you know, Democrats picked California's Nancy Pelosi as Speaker-elect and Maryland's Steny Hoyer as her deputy. NPR's Juan Williams joins us again for our weekly political roundup. Juan is in Costa Mesa, California, just down the coast from us today. So he's here by phone. Juan, the new majority leader, Nancy Pelosi, started her role maybe a little off foot, backing this losing candidate, John Murtha, the noted Iraq war critic, to be her number two. So is there now a rift among the Democrats?
It's much more one of appearances, Alex, that her maiden voyage has been a lost one in which she has suffered a public defeat. But in fact, many of her lieutenants are telling people like me, you know, she made a statement about her loyalty to John Murtha, who, as you recall, led her to a successful campaign back in 2001 when she was running for a party post. And secondly, that she has made a clear statement about the party being an anti-war party. And John Murtha, as you know, is a loud critic of the war and used his credentials as a Vietnam veteran to support an anti-war position, and as a result took tremendous fire from the Bush administration.
You know, Juan, I see this story as the lead in many major papers today. It was the lead on NPR last night and again this morning, I think. But I'm going to ask you to answer this question. For newspaper readers and radio listeners all across the country, why do we care so much about who's going to be the number two person in either party in this Congress? What difference does it make?
Well, it's the face of the party, Alex. I mean, it's the agenda setting. It's the idea of what the Democrats stand for, and that's a big issue. That was a big issue in the campaign that allowed Democrats to retake control of the House and the Senate. You know, what is their plan for Iraq? What do they stand for on domestic issues? And the idea that you have Nancy Pelosi there, and remember, she was absolutely demonized by the Republicans as a San Francisco liberal out of step with the mainstream and all that. Clearly, Nancy Pelosi's not being intimidated by that, and she's not worried about even the conservatives within her own party. She's putting a new face on the Democrats. So I think that's going to come through loud and clear as the months go by. That's why people should care.
So let's stay with Capitol Hill and one more thing, the war in Iraq. Robert Gates, the man designated to be Secretary of Defense, is meeting with senators today. Earlier this week, General John Abizaid, the U.S. commander for the Mideast, testified before the Senate Armed Services Committee and there rejected the Democrats' call for a deadline in 4 to 6 months. What do you think?
Well, you know, the other part of it is he rejected Senator McCain and Senator Graham's call for increasing the number of troops in Iraq. So essentially, as Senator McCain pointed out, he seemed to be arguing for the status quo, which is not very popular, not very appealing to anybody involved. But this is politics involved with war, and in large part, a consequence of failed policy coming from the White House. You know, the White House right now is waiting for James A. Baker, the former White House Chief of Staff, the former Secretary of State, and Lee Hamilton, the former congressman, who are leaders of a panel, for recommendations on how to deal with Iraq. So what we've got here is an idea vacuum in an environment where most Americans now expect that the leadership on this issue is not coming from the White House, but coming from Capitol Hill.
NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams, a regular Friday guest on Day to Day. Juan, thanks again.
You're welcome, Alex.